This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has its first case of community spread of the Omicron variant, though officials have not said where. A person who traveled out of the state contracted the variant, then gave it to another Colorado resident. Governor Polis urges getting vaccinated ahead of the holidays.
The booster is the best way to make sure that Colorado and you and your family are prepared for Omicron. That added layer of protection is critical.
Colorado has confirmed Omicron cases in Denver and Garfield County and that the variant was detected in Boulder's wastewater system. The Colorado Springs Parks Department says cleanup has been all hands on deck after yesterday's windstorm. Parks maintenance manager Kurt Schroeder says dozens of staff members cleared fallen trees and other debris. He says it's heartbreaking.
We've got whole trees, and they're big trees that laid over as opposed to branches everywhere.
Yesterday's storm has increased the possibility of avalanche across much of the state. Ethan Green directs the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
When we have a storm that's this intense, we'll see the avalanche danger climb really quickly. We're not going to see it drop down too far, so we're likely to still see elevated avalanche conditions over the next few days.
The danger is from the southern San Juan Mountains to Steamboat Springs and also in the Sangre de Cristo range. It's down to 15 degrees and snow in the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.